This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A state senator who died in a fatal car crash last month had been drinking before she drove. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State Senator Faith Winter was driving with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when she was killed in a traffic crash a few days before Thanksgiving. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office completed its investigation and toxicology reports into two crashes that occurred in close proximity on I-25 near Centennial. Winter hit a truck that was stopped due to the previous crash. The truck did not have visible rear taillights. Officials determined that Winter was at fault in that second crash. The investigation said there would be no arrests. Winter is survived by her two children. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Around 80,000 Xcel customers are without power in Colorado. That's after the state's largest energy company preemptively shut off power ahead of two massive windstorms that knocked down trees and power lines this past week. Tens of thousands of people have been without power for days. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis said the utility must provide, quote, clearer communication and more transparency about future safety shutdowns. It's unclear when power will be restored. Friday also saw about half a dozen wildfires spark, but luckily, all of those were contained quickly. This is CPR News and KRCC. The Epstein files released and heavily redacted. That story in the week in politics, next on Weekend Edition.